This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's armed forces have halted a Russian offensive in two cities in the east and are advancing in the south, a senior Ukrainian defense official said on Friday. She said, quote, we had fierce battles, but our soldiers stopped the enemy there. That's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malar on Ukrainian television. Ukraine is in the early stages of its most ambitious counterattack since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022 and says it has retaken eight villages, its first substantial gains on the battlefield for 7 months. Ukraine's allies met in London this week for the Ukraine Recovery Conference, a summit aimed at raising the billions of dollars to rebuild Ukraine after Russia's invasion. Henry Ridgewell reports from the British capital.
The World Bank recently put the cost of reconstruction at $411 billion so far, three times Ukraine's gross domestic product. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the conference Wednesday.
There is currently no place in the world where there is a need to construct and rebuild as many objects as in Ukraine. Every new day of Russian aggression brings new ruins.
Ukraine continues to fight Moscow's forces, even as it plans for a new future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
After spending more than two decades building a rigidly controlled political system, Russian President Vladimir Putin is silently watching increasingly raucous infighting that has emerged among top members of his entourage amid the war in Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese downplayed concerns on Friday, and he said the proposed Russian embassy in the Australian capital was secure despite a diplomatic squadron now on site. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Albanese told reporters in Canberra Friday that the site was secure despite the presence of an unauthorised diplomatic squatter.
We don't see really as a threat to our national security.
The Kremlin said that Australia's decision last week to block the construction of a new embassy was yet another unfriendly action that Moscow would take into account in the future. Russia is challenging the decision in Australia's High Court. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At a two-day summit in Paris, world leaders and finance bosses are set to release a to-do list to help developing countries better tackle climate change and poverty, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Organizers say the gathering will end with a summary of commitments, including a roadmap for what to expect from the upcoming meeting of the Group of 20 major economies and the UN Climate Conference later this year. The gathering, wrapping up in Paris, has no mandate to make formal decisions, but French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged to deliver a to-do list that should be accompanied by a progress tracking tool. Climate envoy John Kerry has told the Associated Press the conference would aim to come out with some results that are specific to how you can mobilise finance in a bid to reduce emissions faster. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Three top-level abortion rights groups are endorsing U.S. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign as he counts on the issue galvanizing voters next year, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Planned Parenthood Action Fund, NARAL Pro-Choice America, and Emily's List say they're supporting the Biden-Harris ticket. While that's not a surprise, the groups say their early backing is vital in a bid to animate voters. Tomorrow is the first anniversary of the Supreme Court decision overturning federal abortion protections, and the president's been pushing to enshrine them in federal law.
Congress must restore the right that was taken away.
At an event today, the president will again urge action and sign an executive order aimed at boosting access to contraception. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Titanic movie director James Cameron says the search operation for a deep-sea tourist sub turned into a quote-unquote nightmarish charade that prolonged the agony of the families of the passengers. Cameron told the BBC he felt in his bones the Titan submersible had been lost soon after he'd heard it lost contact with the surface during its descent to the wreckage of the ocean liner. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.